This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A whistleblower lawsuit filed last week against Governor Polis is expanding. The suit alleges Polis violated state law by directing the Labor Department to share Coloradans' personal data with ICE in response to a subpoena. Labor unions Colorado Winds and AFL-CIO and civil rights group Towards Justice announced they are joining the suit at a rally Monday. David Seligman runs Towards Justice and is running for Attorney General.
We're asking the court to order the governor to comply with Colorado law. We're asking the governor to stand up for us, the people of Colorado.
In the case's first hearing hours before the rally, Polis' defense attorney claimed his actions fell under legal exemptions for criminal investigations. But plaintiffs argue neither Polis nor ICE presented judicial warrants required for those exemptions. A former Denver funeral home owner has been sentenced to 18 months in prison. Miles Harford pleaded guilty to corpse abuse and theft earlier this year. Denver police found multiple boxes of cremated remains during an eviction. Harford also provided a family with the wrong cremated remains. Vail Resorts is struggling to overcome recent setbacks to its bottom line and its image. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports on the latest financial results.
Visitation at its properties across the U.S. was down 7% during the third quarter compared to the same time last year. Executives blamed disappointing lift ticket sales for the decline. Vail is trying to woo Wall Street investors that have soured on the company's prospects. CEO Rob Katz stepped back into the top job last month after several years away. Katz is back after the company lost half its value during the past 3 years amid bad early season snow and the company's own PR problems. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
This is CPR News, NKRCC.